Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
What up, though?
Hey, 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 how we doing?
Pause. You don't say a word until I introduce you, okay?
Okay.
God damn it, RJ. You know what? You just started off fucking up. You already
brushed my mistakes.
You stood me up last week. You know what I'm saying? You stood me up last week.
I did. And then accidentally. I accidentally did it.
However the fuck you call that an accident.
Right.
You stood me up last week.
Okay.
And then I'm trying to intro my show like I normally do. I give an intro and say the date, and this is the iHeartMiko podcast. I'm Miko Grimes. And I usually say I'm coming to you live from my studio in Miami. But today,
right,
I'm in Los Angeles.
Hey, look, I'm different, so I guess the intro should be a little different.
Yeah, but you done blurted in like we was co-part, like this is your show
see,
too.
It's a mistake I make. I'm learning how this go, you know.
Anyway,
to the studio.
Yeah, salute to Moosecast Studios. We are live at Moosecast Studios in Los Angeles, California. Shout out Mike for holding us down tonight and allowing us to come in and record here.
Good luck.
The only studio I record in when I'm home. But anyways, as I was saying, this is the iHeartMiko podcast. I'm Miko Grimes. My guest today is RJ, a friend of mine. I've known RJ for a long time. We go back pretty far, and I'm a little embarrassed to say how far, because that would make us washed.
It would, but
I'm not washed yet
at all.
I feel good. I look good.
Always.
I'm not washed yet.
Always gonna feel that way.
I'm not washed yet.
Okay.
So anyways, last week I did an episode about the NBA finals, and I touched on some other things, and you were supposed to do it with me. That's when that accident happened.
That's when that accident happened. Oh, we're gonna leave it at the accident, man. I'm safe with saying that. It helps.
The accident happened. Okay, cool. So an accident happened, and RJ stood me up. So here we are to do part two today, and so we're still gonna cover the finals. But I still want to just cut some shit with you, just chop it up with you about just
right
whatever.
I just feel like some things that need to be said and covered that I feel like a lot of stations are not talking about.
Okay.
So I like to put that out there just to see, you know,
what people think.
Where people at.
That's exactly what my podcast is about. It's okay. About people that really have shit to say that is actually valuable, but
right,
don't really have a mic all the time. Like, they don't got the mic.
Right.
So I give niggas the mic that got something to say. Me and you have conversations about sports all the time. We bumped heads a couple of times on some things.
That's life.
But, you know, we're back cool.
Everything is good. Man.
And I've always respected your sports opinion. So that's really why you're sitting here right now.
Okay, thank you.
So it's all good. So, but before we get into the finals, I know you want to talk about the finals real bad. Let's warm it up a little bit, because I wanted your opinion on Amber Rose posting her picture laying on the steps, all done.
Right.
No panties and a 70s bush.
Okay. I'm going to say this. Initially, I thought, when I first seen the picture, I just thought, what are we selling?
Okay.
What are we selling here? So then second, I look and I see Amber Rose, and she's bald all over her body, but except for on the vagina. So now I'm trying to see what you selling to be bald everywhere else but have hair on your vagina. Nowadays they don't like hair on the vagina. So what crowd are you trying to draw? I don't know. It's just funny. It's a lot
consumers?
Of funny in this. Huh?
Who are the consumers?
Yes,
who is she marketing this to?
What is the market about? Where are we going with this? I don't know. I'm just a little lost with the whole picture. So
you're lost.
I'm lost. Who are you trying to attract? Everybody does something for something. So I'm looking at your picture trying to see what guy you think like this, or what business.
So you didn't find it attractive?
it's attractive because she's attractive. So you can't not say she's attractive or it's not attractive. It's sexy because she's sexy. She's in shape. It's a lot of things you can't say negative. So we're not here to bash her, but it's just more so about why you do it and the setup and I don't know. I come with the word, but
you don't think it's art at all. You don't think this is the way that she, you know, expresses herself. Like she obviously is in love with her body. You know what I'm saying?
Which
I noticed. She's proud of it, and she feels that nudity it should be normalized. She feels like a woman's body shouldn't be something where, like, you know, it has to be covered up. So you don't agree with that?
I agree with it, but to be naked is saying one thing. But then to have hair in one area for you to notice is saying another. It's leading you. What is she asking here? Do she want people to know that she's into sex?
I think it might be saying, and this is just my opinion. I think she's trying to say, like, for example, I got waxed today.
Okay.
I got waxed. Waxing hurts, okay?
Right.
Getting the laser hair removal shit hurts like a motherfucker too. And if you shave your vagina, then you end up with a bump skidlies all over it. And it is just not very edible.
You know
what
I mean?
But listen, so okay. I think that she's one of the things that a lot of feminists, you know, she's claiming to be a feminist and people, you know, have opinions about that. But I think she's trying to say, I don't have to like take my hair off my vagina to make it like, you know, edible. Like right now, everybody is hairless. Like that's the thing. Like having hair on your pussy is just not the shit. You know what I mean? And she's basically saying, fuck you. I can put hair on this pussy and it's still fire.
Right.
Can you see that at all?
I can see that. And it could be true. But it just depends on, you know, the matching makes on who's going to roll with it or not. Right. So it varies, but
I just feel like it did. Any nigga that was like, I'd fuck, is not saying I'm not fucking now that he's seen that it's a 70s bush down there.
No, nobody's going to question how high the bush is or whatever. You're going to want it. Yeah. Just on the strength that, for one, it's in shape. It's Amber Rose. Yeah. She has history. You know, she's out there. She's famous, whatnot. A lot of people go with who is who when they talk to them. Yeah. That's the era, whatever. But the fact that she looks so sexy, it's going to... it's going to give a pass to a few things, and having hair is not one of the things that will stop a guy from wanting to have sex. So she's doing something that she could get away with, but I'm trying to figure out who is she wanting out of this. It's some behind it. You just don't do that and be like, I just took that picture. You just don't do that.
Well, that was definitely a staged photo. Like, that was like art.
It's saying something.
That was legit art. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. But it has its curves and ifs and questions about it. That's all.
Wow. I don't know. I think she's just basically saying, like, I can have this bush and you'll still eat it.
But what if her pussy don't look good? Bald. Maybe that might be a problem. We don't know that. She might have.
I never thought about that.
It's starting to look like panties when you look at it for a minute. You don't really see nothing. It's kind of like.
It was really well manicured. Like it looked like it could be braided. Like it was long and straight.
Tie a string around her waist. And it looked like panties, underwear, swimsuit.
You're right.
I'm saying it. So. Her doing it in that way, I feel like she didn't really give you nothing.
Are you saying, you think it could be fake?
Not that it's fake, but like having a fake hair bush. Up so high don't really show you the pussy.
So you saying, why you didn't just show us the pussy?
No, I'm saying that I feel like her reason for putting the hair there, the way she did it, was strategic so that you don't see the pussy. It looked like she had panties on sitting on the steps. Though it's hair there, but you don't see the pussy. You can't say, I know what her pussy looked like. You just know she's naked with hair. Showing her pussy.
Okay, but you can't detail it. I'm finally starting to pick up on what you're saying.
Right, right.
I get it now.
Right.
So if it was a hairless pussy, what difference would that make for you?
It would show personal. It would show what she shows her man in the bedroom, which I don't think she want to show. And that's the difference in that picture versus her going bald.
Okay.
If she was bald, that would be no different than going nude really in a magazine and the world seeing it.
Okay.
So now she don't feel she have anything that she's
holding on to. Because she had a bra on. She did have a bra on.
She covering up, and that's why that's the twist in this picture is that hair is more like panties on.
Yeah.
So she's not really showing. She playing us.
She played
and,
us.
And everybody jumping.
She teased
but
us.
Really, you're not looking at nothing. It's really them some black panties on she got. That's all I'm saying. Everybody falling for all. Oh.
I get it.
Yeah, whatever.
I get it. I get it.
Internet. That's that internet effect.
It's that internet effect.
Don't fall for it. It depends on what year you was born if you're falling for that.
Oh my God.
The old and wise don't fall for that.
You want to see the actual lips.
I need to see it all.
You need to see the lips. You want to see if the clit sit outside the majora or inside the majora, right?
I need to know if you even have a clit. You know, some clits aren't even shown. Like, I don't want to get into all that right now, but.
That's a whole nother episode.
And that's the difference.
We might have to have that episode.
I wouldn't mind.
We might have to have an episode before I leave town. Let's see if we might be able to have an episode.
Hey, hit me up.
Because I feel like it's a couple of people we could bring together and have that episode.
Oh, I would love to.
Oh, yes.
Some episodes are fire for me.
For sure. Tomorrow's Father's Day.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day out there.
You're a father,
thank
right?
You. Yes.
Tell me about your little boo thing. How old is she?
She's four. I have a 4-year-old, Nia, 11-year-old, Paris, and my 19-year-old son, Jordan.
Dope.
Yeah, my son, he moving around. 19, can't catch him. I understand.
You were once there.
I was once 19, so, I didn't pick up the phone every time Pop called. You know what I mean? I'm dipping and dodging, whatever, okay. But my little girls, I plan to go to the movies or something like that.
Okay.
Because she saved her money up to take her daddy to the movies. Yeah, so I got a date tomorrow,
date.
with my daughter. So
that's dope.
Yeah, I'll be going.
I'm gonna be out here for Father's Day, which is good actually, because those two children want to spend their day together anyway.
Right.
But yes, happy Father's Day to everybody out there. Happy Father's Day to my father. He's in St. Louis right now. I'm definitely gonna have my dad on podcast again. I had him on before, RJ. I don't know if you've heard it, but my dad is an ex Black Panther and he woke as fuck. So the episode got deep, my nigga.
I know it did.
It got deep. Huh. And so my listeners have been asking for me to have him on again. So I'm definitely going to have him on again and just, keep talking real nigga shit. I got a good one.
RNS.
I got a good one. Tuesday. This is going to air on Monday, by the way. So when everybody's listening to this, the next day will be my birthday.
Okay.
And
happy birthday.
Thank you, 42 Savage.
Let's roll.
42 Savage.
That's nice.
I'm really about to be 42 years old, dog.
I feel like it's an honor.
Is it?
It's an honor.
Yeah.
It's a
plus. A lot of people don't make it here.
To make it here, what's all happened.
Yeah.
It's an honor to witness what's all going on still. It's an honor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can I get a toast for my birthday?
Toast.
Cheers to 42 Savage.
42 Savage.
So, this nigga just, gonna take the whole shot?
I had to clear my throat, man. Hey, shout outs to the Savage.
So anyways, let's go ahead and talk about these finals. I know you got a lot to say about it. You've been, you know, on my neck ever since, you know, last week when I had to do the podcast by myself. And you were like, oh, I should have been on there. I had this to say and that to say.
I had so much to say before it all happened.
So before it all happened, so let's go back a little bit. Let's go back to the finals, the whole series, game one. Who did you have winning this finals?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. I had LeBron winning, and the only reason I had LeBron winning, looking at Curry and Durant over there, they had an awesome all-star team. Already, I felt like LeBron was going to, how should I say, win through politics.
Okay, and you gotta elaborate on that.
So what I mean by politics is how they won last year, the year before, where they was down, and Draymond sat out, and they was down 0-3, and all of a sudden when Draymond sat out...
3-1.
Oh, excuse me, 3-1.
Yes.
Right. When it was 3-1 and they came back from the 3-1 series, that said it all, that it took Draymond to sit down for them to win that. Now, I put the politics behind that.
You saying there was some it more wasn't bullshit was going to happen, and he was going to get to another ring.
I mean, the game changed at that point when...
But let's go back a little bit, because you said some politics. That's the only reason LeBron won the finals last year.
Yes.
So you're basically saying without Draymond sitting out, there's no way that he would have found
sweepstakes.
They didn't know, but it was 3-1.
Was it 3-1 before he got put out?
Yeah.
Okay, so it would have went 4-1. It would have went 4-1. No problem. 4-1. The point is, even if it went 4-2.
So why didn't it go 4-2 then? Why did they lose last year then?
They lost last year because Draymond was that missing piece to their offense.
It was just one game though. So why didn't they had three opportunities to close out the series and they lost all three of them hoes, even game 7 at home in the Oracle.
They lost all three, but it only took one because LeBron had home court advantage.
Doesn't matter.
No, that
if
does
you're better
matter.
Than somebody, if you're better than somebody, you sitting here telling Let's me right at, now would have been 4-1. If you better than somebody, my nigga, you get it done in 7 at the least. If you're better than them, it doesn't. You don't lose in 7, do you? If you're really better than them,
it's not about being better than somebody. When you're in a situation, meaning you at home, you away. Just like after LeBron, for example, just this year, LeBron and them won. I mean, they won at home.
Right.
Blew them out. Mm-hmm. Now they had to go back to Golden State. The odds are against them. So what I'm saying is, depending on where you are, it does matter to a certain degree. Because I feel if LeBron would have had another home game, like they used to have it, two, three, two. Right. Mm-hmm. So if they would have had one of those situations, then it probably would have been a different outcome. They probably would have won two games back to back if they was at the house. But for the fact that they not at home, filling their rim, all those little things matter to a certain degree.
But see, you can say that, RJ, but then when you tell me some shit, like at first you said sweet, but then I told you they had won one game.
They won one.
It's almost like they shouldn't have to struggle if you really saying it should have been a sweep. Why did they lose, my nigga? If you say
matchups,
okay, they don't match up, and that's what I'm saying. How can you tell me that one game missing one player, causes you to lose an entire series, and you were up 3-1? Really?
Can I use the example of the series this year with the Spurs and Golden State with the one game where they was up 25 and they lost that lead because of one player?
You're talking about arguably the MVP of the league, Kawhi Leonard. That is a completely different situation.
The situation of
Draymond
one player,
and Kawhi are not equal. Now you can say that.
I'm not saying about them being equal. I'm looking at the situation we was talking about.
No, that's you lose Kawhi game 1.
But
that
no, I'm saying look at what happened. I'm
they
saying
they lost
that.
Draymond game 6, game 5. Game 5, they were up 3-1. If you're better than them, you don't lose that series, okay? That's just what I feel.
But if you look at the politics, and we looking at the politics, not the gameplay. They down 3-1, yes. About to be beat. Cavaliers are.
Yes.
You have Draymond kicked out for not one thing he did in the series. something else he did in a previous series they added to it to make it look like a bunch of bull. So then he has to sit.
It's one game. It's still one game.
That changed the dynamics. Everybody agrees with that, though.
Yeah, yeah. That, okay, so look at Draymond missing. We can't say this. Draymond missing the actual game does change the dynamic of the Golden State Warriors. I agree, because he plays point guard. You know, he's a great rebounder. He can guard all the positions.
No, what
so,
it is
so
is
the
that
rotations are off. But we're talking about one game. We're talking about one game. You lose that game. You lose that game. You lose that game. You go 3-2. You go to Cleveland, okay? And you're saying LeBron's got home field advantage right now, so he's going to win this game. Okay, fine. You know what? Okay, fine. You know what? Boom. 3-3. Series tied. We're going to the Oracle. Who's better in game seven? Who's better? You at home. Now you're at home.
LeBron wins.
Because he's better. Because they were better. Because they played better. There was not no politics.
Momentum.
Momentum my ass. If they're better than them, they would beat them. It's a home game.
You don't believe
in
momentum?
Yes, I do.
So you don't feel they have momentum when they stole the games that they weren't supposed to win?
Momentum is less than actual talent, in my opinion.
It can be, but momentum is still on one, is favoring one team.
We're not talking about football where you got one game to beat a nigga. We talking about a 7-game series.
It's one game at a time.
Okay,
that's why
and when you add them shits up, we won 4 and they won 3. We're better than them. That's just what it is. It's not like Draymond missed the rest of the series. I would fuck with you on that if that's what happened. I just don't see it that way.
I've been to every part of L.A. And argued in different groups.
And
this argument stands in this argument. And everywhere you go, you're going to hear the politics of, oh, see, they won this year because nobody got a tech. Last year, Dre sat down and they got a tech. And he sat down and they lost the series. So nobody sat down. Now it's a difference because Durant got added to the mix, period.
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 Completely
so that's
different.
A complete difference. You traded
Harrison Barnes.
Harrison Barnes. You traded Harrison Barnes for a number two, considered number two in the world. Now, looking at the fact that you added a 30-point score to two shooters who averaged 30 apiece, that's 90 between three, potentially.
Yes.
90
it's
between
nasty.
Three players.
It's nasty.
If they want to shoot like that. Okay. Now, my argument with this whole case is to add Durant to a team that has been already championship proven.
Dominant
already. I don't feel the credit is there behind the ring that it is behind everyone else's ring who got together. Now, hold
you
on.
You skipped over something.
Hold on.
But
I'm
going to follow you.
I know
you.
I did. That's what that hold on was about.
Okay.
Because there, LeBron. Mm-hmm. Was the first to start it. Let's say that. Let's clear the air. We don't want nobody thinking this is favoritism. I'm not siding with nobody.
I don't but know. You know I'm a LeBron fan, so you know I got an argument against that.
Okay, well, we could talk about it.
But my
whole argument in this is LeBron started it with this era playing with superstars against superstars joining each other. He was the first to join another enemy. He was the first.
What's an
enemy? If
I
could describe, meaning someone you're battling up against to get a ring at one point. So he would have
everybody.
To face Wade.
You battling everybody.
You battling everybody.
So
but
it don't matter who
Wade
you go
was
with.
No, you gotta isolate the elite.
Yeah.
Which
elite.
Is LeBron.
Yes.
Your mm-hmm. Westbrooks. And so these players.
So you're saying he started something. I'm saying that it was started in Boston. You can disagree.
Okay.
Because the big three was there
first. I kind of agree.
Okay, cool. Because that's where I feel like it started. And LeBron copied low-key that
I got an
scenario.
Argument for that.
Okay.
I got an argument
what
for
is
that.
It?
When you look at both, you're looking at Boston, you see Ray Allen, KG, and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
None of these three had to face each other, meaning they had to face off year after year where they built a relationship where they disliked each other. So that changed the dynamics of the fact that when I come and meet up with you, we don't have bad blood. Listen. Oh, you played there. I played here. Hold on. This sounds
like some bullshit.
No, this sounds like this is what happens in the NBA. Reality.
This is the NBA. Everybody's playing against everybody.
But
everybody's
nobody draw
enemy.
Bad blood because you play against each other.
Nobody. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It
so that don't
matter.
Mean it. That what matters is that everybody play each other. If I play against, that's like Celtics and the Lakers. They play against each other, but why is it that they elbows was thrown in those games and not with all the other games when they played the Cavs? It's because
personal.
They built bad
So you're
blood.
Saying the Cavs had a personal beef or personal rivalry with
point,
the Heat?
At one point, because they had to face them to get to the ship. So you had to bat heads to meet.
So you okay? I
so,
see what you're
saying. So I'm
saying
there was a relationship there. Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at the other people who moved around, which I have a problem with, is you got Kevin Durant going to join somebody who just put him down. Mm-hmm. Now, anybody who get put down by somebody in the streets, you don't make friends with them the following day. Like
and join forces
and
with them?
Join forces. What you do is give it another shot. Fight, see that you can't win. It's a couple times you didn't give it an attempt. And then you come back and say, okay, well, let's join and see what we could do. You too young.
You think that was, he didn't fight enough. That he needed more years.
He didn't put up no fight. Not
he didn't
fight
put
enough.
Up enough fight.
Now, I'm not saying that you didn't, like you went and played with a team that has been championship proven already. So it don't go, you don't get credit for saying you carried a team. That team don't need right. to be carried.
They was already on Steph's back.
Yeah, so
you just held Steph's hand while he was carrying the team.
High, mid-key. I don't want to say low-key because it ain't low.
It's mid.
But it's mid-key that you jumped on the team and took a back seat to what a stage was perform to a stage performance where you was the headliner. Mm-hmm. You used to be a headliner and took a back seat to get a ring. Now, I don't know how credible that is when you looking at everybody who fought for rings.
Well,
and he's a number two considered player. You don't get the number two rank in the world and don't stand behind it when it's time to compete. You show what two stand for. Now, anybody fighting that is not standing by the moral and old school rule of fighting and scrapping.
Okay.
I'm not putting up no new rules. It's just this new soft era of hand checking that got dismissed. And we could go into a lot of other things that softened it. But to soften it even more by making these moves within the NBA changes the dynamics of the players, the competition, the fight. I know it's teams like Bobcats and who else can
Hornets.
I shoot real and the Brooklyn Nets that I know they not tripping when they lose because they don't even have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
So when you looking at it, you want to compete and balance out the fight so that everybody want to play. You don't know how that changes the dynamics of the game. We already know who going to win at the end of the before the season start. How did we know the Cavs and Golden State was going to see each other? And
because
it was clear.
But
why was it so clear? That shouldn't be easy.
Can I say something to you? Because I have to speak from a different perspective. Like, I respect where you're coming from. You're coming from a true NBA basketball fan perspective. Like
the grind for the win.
Yeah, you're coming from a real player slash fan perspective.
Right.
Let me come at you from a business perspective, okay? Because that's what I do now.
That's what's fucking up the game.
Thank you. And you know who started fucking it up?
Who?
The owners, the billionaires.
We know that.
So.
The players control this.
Hear me out for 1 second. What if they actually don't give a fuck?
Who?
The players.
Hopefully
you know why?
Somebody here
because all they know
change.
Is they're basically they are slaves. Think about how much money that they're paying these NBA players. Just think about it for one fucking second.
It hurts.
How much money they're paying them.
It hurts.
Think about what the owners make if they're able to pay these niggas that much money.
Right.
So in my mind, sometimes I think these players think something like, I don't give a fuck about the integrity of the game. Yeah, when I get on the microphone, I'm a fake and act like I care. But in real life, nigga, I'm trying to get a check and get the rings and just basically just get all my shit up so I look dope and get the fuck on with my life.
Right.
the integrity of the game was lost when the owners and everyone started posting the players' salaries and all this other bullshit that didn't matter, when they started putting the media in the locker rooms and started fining players for shit that have nothing to do with the fucking game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That shit right there turned it into a business, and that's why I don't give a fuck where nobody go, however they jump ship, wherever, get your motherfucking check, because these niggas don't want us to have a motherfucking thing. That's how I see it.
I feel like it helps and hurt, because you about getting your check, but at the same time, when you get your check,
you fucking up the game that for the somebody balance, like you that really want to see niggas
who. I want to see somebody play, but I don't want to see it make it so easy to where you just know who going to win because all the talent is on one team.
Yeah.
That's just not fun. I mean, I was a houser on the court at one point to where I was one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't always want to play with the other guy who was one of the guys, because I see every time we did play, the scores was 11-5, 11-7. Where's the point ups? Where's the last, who going to make this shot and lock up? It kills it, you know? So it's just, the motivation isn't there for a lot of players. And if they had players, it would be motivating to go to practice and play with somebody that you know has more game than the players that's just like you damn near, you know? So they got too many stars. They got an all-star team that was built. They did draft their players. They were smart about what they did. Nobody knew, like Draymond has said, nobody knew who was going to become the who next, they became.
Yeah.
But when they do, I'm not going to call them a super team. I'm going to say
they drafted well.
They drafted
the
well.
The Warriors drafted well. When they became a super team to me is when Durant came.
Right.
Because that original team was drafted in free agency moves. That was great front office moves for the Warriors.
Great.
You know what I'm saying? They a couple years before they started really winning, their problem was defense. They started playing defense. They changed that whole shit. You know what I'm saying? Helping Steph out.
You made something come to mind. I don't know where this will take this conversation, but to say a couple years ago takes me back to Mark Jackson day.
Oh, God.
And that's when. Name.
Yeah. It's sad.
It's sad because I don't know who feelings I'm going to hurt when I say this, or who career, who might get fired, but they stole that team from Mark
Jackson.
Didn't
they, though?
And I don't see nobody really speaking up on the fact that he put the morale and the character in that locker room before they told him he had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gave credit to the fact that when he was wired and mic'd up, the motivation and the fight he instilled. His team was losing back in series against the Spurs.
Mm-hmm.
But was winning the series the whole time and lost it because they wasn't mature
and
they wasn't
defense.
Smarter. No, but they just wasn't even smart enough to end games. Mm-hmm. They was up 20.
Yeah.
So that told you right there they was capable of beating the team. They didn't know how to close. That was something they learned when Mark was fired. So that would have came if Mark was there or not.
You're right.
And people don't see that, but they want to give credit to certain people. And I just had to say that because I know Mark personally, because I met him on the end of his career coming out. And it was fucked up. I just have to say.
When I saw, you know, everything happen, and I was actually not like I'm saying I was happy to see Steve Kerr get injured and have to sit out. But I was actually happy that people saw that that's really like a well-oiled machine right now.
Well,
you know what I'm
saying?
I could coach that motherfucker.
Yeah,
because
detail.
It's already there.
Right.
It's there.
The detail is structured already.
Yeah.
So to put anybody, you putting better players in an already structured situation, you know the outcome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just feel like that was a steal there. But going back to the whole point of
the
KD,
era, this
era,
you think this era of basketball is soft, not only the hand checking that part, but just the fact that niggas don't want to just have two stars and everybody's battling. Everybody's trying to put three of them on a team and get a championship. That's what you feel.
They have the setup of three on a team or more now. Then you have the attitudes of friendliness to where off the court, we hang so much to where they're we're not going to compete or throw an elbow in the game when we play each other.
Let me tell you why. So, back in the day, in the era that you love, probably the 80s and 90s.
More 90s.
When niggas used
when Mike
to
Jay did it.
Try to knock your fucking tooth out,
right? Come,
walking by you. Them niggas never played AAU together. Them niggas' moms wasn't giving them rides, okay?
Right.
This era, these niggas are moving to LA, going to New York, going to Chicago, staying in houses together, getting to know each other as kids, going to the same shooting camps, you know what I'm saying? Being best friends before they even get to high school. So now when they get to the NBA, it's like, hey, you're my buddy. I grew up with you. I don't want to hit you in the mouth, my nigga. Let's both get this check, my nigga. That's the era we're in right now. We're in the era of these kids growing up, playing together since they were little bitty kids. Back in the day, Magic Johnson wasn't finna run into Bird nowhere hooping.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It just wasn't happening. That
the internet game, put us together.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? The game is completely changing. It's kind of like how Lil Uzi Vert and Lil Yachty and all these niggas is winning. Think about the rap and hip hop in the 80s, 90s. They looking at this shit like, what in the fuck? Why do y'all like this?
So we're agreeing
things
with
are
the
just
knee
changing.
Pads. Just put the knee pads on everything.
Yeah.
I'm not agreeing with that because it's just soft.
I feel you on it, but what can we do?
Listen, I credit Westbrook with the triple-double, but to average one is insane. It's insane to think about the idea of averaging one. And that go to show that the competitiveness per team, 82 games in a year, and the next team that know that Westbrook is coming to town doesn't have the motivation to say he's not going to get a triple-double on me.
So listen.
And you want to keep watching basketball?
Listen.
I'm cool.
Listen. What's the difference, in your opinion, between this year's Westbrook and last year's Westbrook?
The difference is leadership.
I'm talking about statistically.
Oh, statistically, it's
do you know?
Great. Like, I know he went from a double a game to
a triple-double.
So
if you
phenomenal.
knew that it was only one more assist and two more rebounds than last year, why are we so hype about this triple-double when last year it was only one more assist and two more rebounds?
For one. Triple-doubles aren't easy to get.
You know why they aren't? Because they really shouldn't happen, especially from your point guard, in my opinion.
It shouldn't happen, but whoever it come from, it's a gift.
It's a gift.
There's nothing to knock about
on
it.
On the lowest of keys, it didn't even happen. You know why? Because they was stat padding. Like, they was legit making sure he get his rebounds. That shit is weak,
I
dog.
Did catch that.
Yes,
I'm not going to lie that I did watch
Robeson. Times.
I seen
boxing
Robeson
out and making sure
go
they
get it and put his arms down
yes.
in the air and it
and
came
Adams
down to Westbrook.
It. Adams
for
did
like,
it several times too.
But see, my whole thing is not only is he getting help from his teammates, the
you
defense on
dope.
The other team.
You think that's dope
isn't
that they helping him get his triple double?
Hell no. Listen, that goes back to putting the knee pads on everything.
You think it's dope too that once he get his 10 assists in the first half and the second half, he don't pass to nobody?
Hell no. Listen, I'm with you.
Fuck that triple double, my nigga.
Man, that shit, this shit is felonious to a certain degree. His energy is there.
The
There's
energy
certain things
is
you can't,
unmatched.
You can't
un-fucking
fight it.
Matched.
I love it, but who he compete against, they will, isn't there. So you have to compare somebody who wants to stop somebody versus somebody who's just playing in front of a matador. That matters when you go to say, you got 20 and you got 20.
See, when you talk about Westbrook's game like that, that's the part of it I do respect. I don't respect the triple-double. What I do, he's entertaining. He is one of my favorite players to watch. I respect the grind. I respect the hustle. I just don't like the IQ. I'm not sure the IQ is right. It's either the IQ is off or the game is off. One of the two are off because, in my opinion, if you're not able to drive the lane and have different speeds and be able to stop and start, that's a problem in your game. That's a flaw in your game. And he seems to only go one speed. And what that does is, I'm a shooter. I'm curling off screen. I want to shoot the motherfucking ball. So if my point guard is not able to stop and slow down and see me curling off the screen and throw me the ball, mm-hmm. I don't want to play with that nigga.
Right.
That's how I feel Kevin Durant feel. I feel like he left because that nigga's supposed to be feeding me the ball.
I agree.
I'm that nigga. I'm the shooter on this team. You see what I'm saying?
Not right.
And I feel like Westbrook knows that he can play too. Like, nigga, I can do, can't nobody stay in front of me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like somebody had to be Robin. It was supposed to be Westbrook, and he didn't want to be Robin. So that's an IQ flaw, in my opinion.
And I agree.
You see what I'm saying?
That's his problem as one of the elite players, is he got a mental flaw on the court. His whole athleticism game is there.
Yeah.
Nobody questions how and why. What he do is why he do it, when he do it. And sometimes it's overboard. It's players, it's like they set him up. It's just a lot of setup. And nobody who has heart is going to allow you to continue a streak on him.
Yeah, I
and
feel
that's
you.
That's just deep down from the sport roots.
I feel you on that.
So,
I feel you, but you know what I'm saying?
To watch everybody be cool and applaud, I feel like it's people on the other team that be looking at him when he run by like, damn, that's Westbrook. And that's crazy. They going to sit there and fight it when you see him in the street, but they see Westbrook run by and be like, man, that nigga Westbrook, nice. And they got to play him in about 2 minutes. How crazy is that?
You don't come from that era.
You weren't raised like
you
that.
You weren't raised like that.
You weren't raised like that. And for parents who was raised in my era to roll with it now, that's where we lose it. It's so much to talk about on how the sport has been broken down. You could talk for days, but these kids out here need discipline and yelling for these things to become a strong force.
It's hard to tell a kid that's getting, you know what I'm saying, 10,000 likes on his picture to, you know, what to do these days. That shit matters to kids. Now, we didn't have that.
I know we didn't.
We didn't have that.
We'll be fired if we did, but we didn't have
we had somebody in our face talking to us, telling us, you know what I'm saying, what it was. We didn't have these fans and people online
telling us
how awesome we are and, you know what I'm saying, you're the greatest. Like, we had to get that shit from in-house.
Right. Right there. Everything was right there.
So
technology wasn't.
It's different.
Wasn't up.
I think that the game is going to continue to change. I feel like, you know, the league is only going to get worse because the players are slowly but surely, like you said, they control it. Not yet. You know when I know the players control it? When they ain't getting tested for weed. You know what I'm saying? When there's certain shit they not getting fined for.
Right.
That type of shit, that's when I know. When
setbacks.
That CBA really gets to, you know, shifting in the players, you know, side, that's when I know they really control it. Because right now, the billionaires still got the league. And, you know, shit is just going to keep changing and evolving. And shit, I ain't going to stop watching. You going to stop watching?
You have to watch. That's life.
You got to watch. Even if you know who's going to win, you still got to watch.
You have to see who's going to win.
Yes.
I mean, that's life.
So you say there's an asterisk on this championship only for Durant? Is it also for Steph and Draymond and all that?
No, you can't scar somebody by joining them. That's crazy because anybody could join any team they want to and you wouldn't have no say.
Right.
Like, you don't run who go where.
Right.
But for Durant in his position, considered number two, next to be behind LeBron to have the face, to join a team that has already proven that they're a championship team, just say that you're not capable of carrying
you're
a
not
team.
That nigga.
You're not able. You're not that nigga.
So
to
you
a
don't
certain
feel,
degree.
So you don't feel bad that Westbrook like took over low key then. You think Westbrook was like, nigga,
look,
you not capable, so I'm finna try to do it?
I think Westbrook made a decision more so like he's the gangster side of Kevin Durant that Kevin Durant don't show. Kevin Durant joined a gangster team. You got Draymond with the mouth and the attitude. You got two quiet sniping shooters.
Yes.
And then you just have a rebound for second chance shots. So Jesus, for shooters and second chance shots, I mean, how big is that?
Yeah.
And to add yourself 30,
That's 30.
I'm 7 foot, and every time can't, I shoot,
can't nobody block
put,
my shot.
No, they
can't
change
it.
My vision.
Nothing.
My vision
yeah.
is so clear when I shoot.
You're not even there.
There's a lot of cheating going on.
He already cheating with
He's
being
cheating.
7 feet and being able to shoot like that.
They need
that.
To make a league, but it's not enough 7 footers. But they need to make. They need to have a height issue, or they need to have a height
requirement.
A requirement. Because this is it's wild that he gets these shots off, but the defense is there.
I mean, that's just, you know, that's just game because he could have been that same height
that's
and really not
game.
Be able to get that off. You know, it's some niggas that tall that don't have that talent. They can't do that. So he worked on his
so
game.
So that
I
doesn't
mean,
make him have game because somebody that don't have game doesn't have it.
No, but I'm saying he worked on his game. Like, this is an art. You know what I'm saying? This took work.
He
let's
worked
not,
on his
let's
game.
Not act
Credit.
Like this didn't take work
Hold
for
on.
Him to be
I'm not
this
knocking,
great.
He's not sorry, and I'm not knocking his ability.
Okay.
But I don't see, this is where the 90s kick in.
Okay, talk about it.
And this is where you critique somebody, and you got to go to a poll. When the score is tied up, you got to go detail and go to the poll. With Kevin Durant, he has game as far as a 7-footer because he's able to do things that a 7-footer isn't
do.
Able to do.
Right.
Okay, check, point. He get that. Now, you give him the number 2 in the world. Check. Why don't we check where's the proof for the number 2? Joining a team that got a championship already.
So you're saying he's not number 2 no more? You
it doesn't say you're proving that you're number 2. You still have opportunity to prove it, but to be at on that team that already won, that doesn't say you did much to get
right.
a ring.
Right.
And when you look at all the other rings, look at what they went through. We got a few exceptions. Like you could mm-hmm. go find LeBron and you could probably argue some Celtics, but that's 3. You know what year is this and how many rings has been accomplished?
Since yeah,
you're going to find a few mistakes. But when you look at the overall big picture, you look at, like, they tried to bring up, oh, Karl Malone tried to go get a ring. Karl Malone tried to get a
he
ring
was washed.
When he was washed.
Yeah.
But
and
in
so did
prime,
Gary Payton.
And Gary Payton went to
was
chase.
Washed.
And that's respectable when you on your washed days.
Yeah, not but when you're in your prime.
In your prime time, you're supposed to show what you're capable of. And that's where he's running. And nobody going to stand there and say they notice he's running from the fact that he's supposed to be the number 2 elite 7-footer killer. Why he not showing that? You joined a team that was killer.
So let me ask you this. Because this is a 1-year deal, essentially. He could actually be gone, right?
Yeah.
He could be gone because
he could do what he want to do from
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
We're going to see.
He can go. Let's say he goes to Washington.
Okay.
And gets a championship. Is that legit? Is
that,
that
be
how's
legit.
That?
He could keep whoever over there because
Beal,
for one,
they got Beal, they got Wall. Those are the okay. two right there.
Right.
And so if he adds that, that's going to be a big 3.
Right, it would be considered.
So you don't
a big
think
three.
That
I don't
that's
think Beal,
like
nah, Beal, not a Beal, not a big 3.
He not a big 3 to
he
you.
Not a big
he got
three.
A big 3
I
contract.
I think he a solid piece. I think
he a solid
piece.
Piece.
But he not
he
a
got
big
paid.
Three.
He got paid like he was the nigga.
He got how many? But Conley got paid like he was the
Conley
nigga.
Is the nigga. First of all,
how can he be the
Conley
nigga?
Conley is the nigga. I fuck with him. I would.
Now,
I would.
Let's not get on the side off the court.
I ain't everything talking about off the court. I'm talking about on the court. Conley got game, my nigga.
Okay, that's
Conley can get it done.
But his numbers
listen
does
dog,
not match his paycheck.
Conley can get it.
You can't
done.
Argue that.
You put Conley on another team. He getting it done.
All that's fine and dandy, but Michael Jordan didn't get paid none of that money. And he
care.
Did more than that.
This is a whole nother
so my
era.
Point is
this
he gets overpaid.
Jordan.
I'm looking at
respect.
Who,
respect. I don't want to argue about Conley. That ain't why we're here.
Okay.
That ain't why we're here.
Right.
We're here to talk about this.
Okay.
So you're Russell Westbrook. You sitting at home watching the finals. You see, boom, game 5. The Golden State Warriors are champions, and you see Kevin Durant get the MVP. What are you saying, and what are you doing?
If I'm Westbrook, I'm going to be honest with myself. I'm going to say self. I'm going to congratulate you because getting a championship is getting a championship.
Still a ring.
But you know I have an asterisk by it. because you join somebody that beat you up. So that's just saying you bowing down, saying that you guys are better than me, but claiming that you're number two. And none of them players on that team have a rank in the world. They're not 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 in the world. You have the number two rank. So I look at you like you soft in a sense.
Cupcake.
Cupcake in a sense. You're not weak. I play with you. I'm not going to be biased. I know you. It's cool. But to get the championship, how you got it is weak. The fact that you got it, congratulations. But it's not the same as you watch LeBron through his struggles to carry a team with no names when he was young to get to the finals, carrying teams. And it's not just him. You could go back in the day with the Dream Team with Detroit, how they built their team up. They just wasn't that team. They built it up to the point to those 2 years where they maxed out and got a back-to-back. So it's like you seen teams develop.
Yeah.
You jumped on a team that was already developed and added more fuel and power to a team that didn't need it. So consider yourself Nas. Like, there's so many ways I could just say it. Congratulations, but man, it was a punk way to go get a ring. The ring don't shine. I'm going to say that. I'm Westbrook at the house looking at the ring. Your ring next to everybody's ring that's up there, it's up there, but it just don't shine. I wonder why.
The diamonds are foggy. They fugazi.
They fugazi, man. I don't know why they fugazi, but they fugazi.
Damn.
We'll leave why they fugazi alone.
Okay. So Father's Day is coming up. Any special plans?
Plan on hanging with my daughters and my father himself and, you know, paying respects to those who raised me.
Cool, cool. Well, I don't know if you got a boo thing at home or whatever's going on, but I have to tell you about Blue Apron. Now, have you ever heard of Blue Apron?
No, enlighten me.
Enlighten you. Okay, boom. So Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. So what it is let me break it down to you. So let's say you're single. Let's say you're single, girl or boy, whatever, or maybe you have a family and you run around a lot. You don't always have time to go to the grocery store. You know, you just have a lot of shit going on. Blue Apron will send you all of the ingredients to make a meal, like every single ingredient, like measured out everything. And they send it to you with all the instructions on exactly how to do everything to make this meal. And when you make it, they show you how to present it, plate it, everything. And it's bomb. Like, it is really good. No GMOs, real food, real ingredients. Everything is bomb about it.
Okay.
So do you think you're interested?
I could be. I could use it.
You could use it. I feel like you should sign up. I feel like you should sign up. Do you even cook? Do you cook, RJ?
I have knowledge of cooking, but as far as putting my hands in on it, no.
No.
But I do know what it takes. I know when to put the bell pepper and the onion in. I know when the bell pepper and the onion is needed.
Okay, so let me give you an example. So Brent didn't even know how to turn a stove on. Like, when you know how you hear that click, click, click. He didn't know when to turn on. Brent has, it's funny, right? Brent has made 4 meals by himself for our family. 4 from Blue Apron, just them instructing. I only had to help him on one of them. The other ones, I'm not even in the kitchen. I'm not even, and this is somebody that don't know how to do shit, has made 4 whole meals. I'm talking about cook the entire thing, the meat. There's meat. You know, I don't eat meat very much, but there's meat, you know, everything. And it's dope. Right. And the best part about it is, like, if you don't know how to cook, like, your daughters can help you cook, your dad, you and your daughters, your son, your dad, you guys can all get together and cook a meal together. It's kind of dope.
Right.
And it's each meal. So each meal is like $8, between $8 and $10 per person. So if you can do a plan where you have only a meal that's for 2 people or a meal for 4 people. So it'll really be like $40 for the whole meal if you're cooking for 4 people. Reasonably,
which is nice.
Which is dope. Reasonably priced.
Right.
Comes right to your door. You don't, like, I hate when I'm trying to cook something and I realize I don't have a certain ingredient and then I got to go run all the way to the store to get one fucking thing. Drives me crazy. But Blue Apron has every single thing in the box, comes right to your door. It's affordable. It tastes good and it's easy. So check out this week's menus and get your first three meals free with shipping by going to blueapron.com/Miko. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredibly home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/Miko. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. RJ.
Yeah.
I think you need to sign up. You get your first three meals free with free shipping.
No, I'm interested in signing up. It sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, I feel like you should sign up and you let me know how it goes and we go from there, because I feel like every man should know how to cook. Like, you, even if it's just little stuff, like, you should know how to cook in case the bitch leave. What if she leave? Then what you gonna do?
Well, let me say, I do know how to cook some things. I just can't get down and dirty with it, like the meatloaf and the mac and cheese, you know, the hard stuff.
Yes.
I mean, I could put a piece of, I could flip a piece of chicken, okay. You know? Your boy can flip a piece of chicken now.
He can flip a piece of chicken. Okay, well, cool.
Yeah, I can flip a piece of chicken.
Well, Blue Apron might teach you how to flip some steak, some lamb, some fish.
And I need to know
everything.
That. And that's what I need to know. So I will be giving them a call.
Yes, give them a call. I'm on it. I am a member. I've been a member for a long time, and I'm on it. Love it. All right, but I'm definitely going. I'm gonna help you figure out how to sign up so you can get on this for real.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, please do.
Will do. I didn't plan on talking to you about this, but I don't give a fuck right now. I want to bring it up. What is your opinion of everybody's comparison with LeBron and Jordan and Kobe and LeBron and Jordan, like that whole threesome right there?
What is your opinion
of all the comparisons? What do you think of each player? Because I've never really, I don't know if you're a Kobe guy. I'm not really sure that you know, but I just want to see where you at with this.
Well, we could start by just breaking down the players first so we understand them.
Okay.
You have LeBron James, who we know now up until this point has a solid career, first one in history to average a triple-double in playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
His personality, players want to play with him. He gives the ball up. He shoot when he need to. He's proven clutch. The only thing I would say LeBron has a flaw with is joining somebody on another team. that was a hero to get his first ring instead of getting one on his own. That's one flaw in his game.
Okay.
His second flaw was his shooting ability from distance. It's inconsistent. He has a drive. He can see the floor. He plays D. He blocks. He rebounds. He's solid. Now, next up, who's the three?
Jordan and Kobe.
Okay, right. So now you have, next up, you have, I'm going to go to Kobe last because I feel there's more to say that other people won't cover.
Okay.
We could get to why they don't cover it. I don't know. Maybe they get paid. I don't know. Well, Jordan is up, and in his career, he was selfish. Everybody called him selfish. And at some point, he proved that he wasn't selfish by passing the ball for game-winning shots, pivotal times. Like, you just didn't hear he was selfish. To get a ring, you can't be selfish.
Right.
So we all know it's a team game, and all teams win at the end. So he proved that. Now, we don't even have to compare his stat line, because when you compare them, this is where I get frustrated with the sport, is where they compare him. Though Kobe is close in the sense that he's mimicking what he did, the gap between what he did in each category is unbelievable. It's not even like a 1-2-3 gap. It's like 9-2, 7-3.
Right.
The rings match, but now you're going into more players. We're talking individually right now, accomplishments. Now, Jordan has accomplished all his awards, his personality on and off the court, no problems. I'm not going to go off the court to even describe or bring anybody down. This is all a basketball issue.
Okay.
So we went over LeBron being the type of player he is. Jordan is solid across the board stat-wise. Players would love to play with him. He's competitive. All that.
Winner.
Winner. Shown winner. All three of these guys are shown winner. Now, when we get to Kobe Bryant, me living in L.A., I have to watch Lakers net,
yes,
because that's the home team. Right. I'm in L.A. I'm forced to watch a kid, because at the time he's a kid. We the same age. We graduated in 97 and out of high school. To watch a kid have the ability to build his own but decide to mimic somebody we've already seen do the same or something close to what he's done, I just think that that's weak in a sense that when you have the opportunity to create your own, you do so. Most people follow because they can't create their own. And if they do, nobody knew they created it. It don't matter what. We don't see it. He had a stage to create his own. He could have made up anything he wanted. A handshake, a Kobe steak.
He decided to chew like Jordan, walk like Jordan.
Limp like Jordan. That was the gum in the mouth like Jordan. These things was, I mean, I don't want to bark on those things, but let's look at his career and the fact that he don't pass the ball. He don't make players feel good to want to play with him. Mm-hmm. They don't big him up. He hasn't had, if you find it, let me know. He hasn't had one interview with a player where they had such an awesome game that they gave it to Kobe. It was because of Kobe that they had 30. And they don't even, 30 ain't the number, or you had to score so much. The point is, you haven't made a player feel good.
Nobody's
to
smiling,
that degree,
like,
where
oh
they scored. They felt like they scored 30 playing with you. Now, to be the best player
Shaq
in the world.
Shaq averaged 30 plus in the finals. You saying that's
hold up,
because
it's
he was
asterisk
Shaq.
There. Okay. It's an asterisk there. You, okay. Now you're going to go to the biggest, best.
No. I was just testing you out. See what you. I'm just throwing shit out there.
Some
you
of
know
this
what I'm
is
saying?
Common sense when you bring in certain personnel. And that's going to come into play, too, for Kobe's career. But Kobe has had so much help. And when I say that, he was drafted to Charlotte. Now, had he had stayed at Charlotte,
refused. Yeah.
He would still, listen, he would still have a career similar. I'm not going to knock him and say, oh, he would have been sorry. No, he would have had a hell of a career. But okay. It wouldn't have been a Los Angeles, L.A. career because it was paved by Magic.
Mm-hmm.
And I could say the whole team, Magic and the Magic Show. And that led him down a lane to where now he's getting players an opportunity to win championships. We all know where you are, where you station, the opportunities come. He's stationed to where all that's available. So now, looking at his championships, I can only give him one. I know.
No,
this sounds crazy.
So you're saying there's three with Shaq?
He has three with Shaq, and he plays Robin.
Robin?
He's not Batman.
He's Robin in all three
in
of those. I do agree with that.
Okay.
I do agree.
Okay, so that's then, three down. He got five.
Three down.
We only looking at two now.
Now we're looking at two, and he had Gasol.
Let's give
Gasol.
One to Gasol.
Going to give one to Gasol.
We have to
Why
give
we
one
giving
to Gasol?
One to Gasol?
Because when you look at it that year, you have the only team in the NBA that has Twin Towers. That year, you had Bynum. And to look at that and see there's nobody to compete with that, and you give them Kobe Bryant with the Twin Tower effect.
Okay.
That's a championship given if you're looking at the year and all the players in it.
And who they went up against.
And who up they
you're
went up against.
You're saying it was a given.
It's a given in that. And just then, how they got Gasol for nothing. It was a given in that. But we ain't going to bring it up. We're not going to bring it up and speak on it.
We just did, my nigga.
We are. But I'm only talking about critics and those who sit on the set and talk
they
to
not
him
gonna
after
talk
the game.
About that. They just going to beat him off.
They're going to beat him off and make sure he feel good.
Right.
I wonder why critics don't criticize. That's their job. They get paid.
It is.
Media.
I criticize and I get hell for it.
Look, you found me, but it's a lot of other people that I see, Stephen A., and Skip, I'll give some credit to Skip. He scratched surface, but you know they don't harp on things like they should harp on things like they do with others. And I feel the same arguments are broad. But getting back to Kobe has
you say
one
he's
ring.
Giving that one because Bynum left, and then it was really just him and Gasol for that.
He went and got Gasol in his prime. Gasol was in his prime on ESPN every night.
So then why are you giving Kobe the one? Why is he getting the one?
I give him the one because it was one year that he did more for the ring that showed that he led the team. I give credit when credit due. I'm not taking – I don't know Kobe. Kobe ain't had sex with none of the girls I know. So he hasn't bothered me. He didn't affect me to where I'm hating from a different angle.
Mm-hmm. And you're a Laker fan. You an LA guy.
I was a Laker fan, but Kobe pushed me away with the way he played. Though he was successful,
I say that to people all the time. And you know what people say to me? Well, how are you an Allen Iverson fan if you don't like the way Kobe played?
Because they played differently,
completely different, right?
Completely
different. People don't see that. People think that all Allen Iverson did was ball hog. They don't see that legit. The niggas that he did pass it to passed it right back to him and was like, go ahead, shoot it. Where in L.A., people was like, I'm open, Kobe. I'm open. And this nigga is not even looking.
He ignoring butt-naked players.
Yeah, butt-naked.
Butt-naked. I got to say butt-naked because, I mean, how open can you get? I mean, Jesus. But look, the fact that Kobe don't pass – and the reason Allen didn't pass was because of the personnel. When you look at all the players.
Yeah, know your personnel.
We just talking centers
Eric
right
Snow.
Now. But when you look at Kobe team and the players that he had, he had dynasty teams that was put together to win.
Yes.
It wasn't that he really earned his way and fought hard and he was competitive. Because when we look at the teams that he had to carry, let's look at the team he had to carry. He had to carry the team that had to get over the Nash and Phoenix hump. And when you look at that team, you didn't have nobody on it that was nice. And look where he got. He couldn't get over Nash. And the only reason he got over Nash, if you play the tape back, it was rigged. Here come the politics.
Okay, let me hear this. I ain't never heard nobody break this down.
We could play the tape back. It was a timeout call by Nash at half court, which would have prevented Kobe from getting a steal to shoot the ball, which gives them the ball out of bounds with seconds left, which causes them to have to foul or clock run out. So the game gets out of reach with that timeout. They showed him calling it three, tapping his hand with the ball, but he can't do it with the ball in his hand. It's difficult. But, of course, three referees are not going to see that at half court at a big time like that with Kobe with an opportunity at the Laker house. You got to look at the setup. It's a lot of key things. But just being honest about it, those are key factors that give him opportunity to score, which make it tricky. Now, listen, I'm bringing the word tricky because I call Kobe a tricky great.
Okay, he a tricky great. What you about to tell me what a tricky
great
is?
Now, a tricky great is somebody that is great. You have to say great out of respect.
Out of respect,
because
Kobe
is
a great. Yes,
so
he is.
So we're not going to sit here and downplay the greatness that he provides. Mm-hmm. But what's tricky and makes it a tricky great is that calls like Nash makes it tricky.
Okay.
Getting Gasol to the team for nobody that's close to his ability is tricky. Winning a championship, the way he win championships, we go in detail a little later, is tricky.
Okay.
Not having players want to play with you, but you're the greatest in the world at the time is tricky. having a coat that you have to wear that people think you're selfish, but you're the best in the world is tricky. I see something tricky in that. Players not wanting to come play with you that are good. If I say those names, I don't want to pull them in the politics, kicking it at. They might, I don't know what they got. So whatever. That's tricky.
Okay.
I could bring the name. Just one is from the Bulls. Luol Deng. God dang. That boy, being honest, see, he come from the roots.
Yeah.
You feel me? He don't come from the regular neighborhood. So it is what it is. He call a spade a spade. He know Kobe's great at what he do. But to play a side of him is another mission. Mm-hmm. If you're good, your stat line. Oh, that drew something. Let's go back to tricky. Making players that's great who come to your team stat line fall rather than raise it. It's tricky when you're a great and the best in the world. I don't see how those go hand in hand. It's contradicting. Sorry, people make your stats go down. Like, damn, I pass him the ball. He don't finish. He passed me the ball by my foot. It's those things that make it so tricky on why don't the stats go up when you play with the best player in the world. I don't know. But anyway.
Good point.
Another thing that's tricky, it's been points where he shouldn't have got a ring. Let's go back to why Kobe shouldn't have five rings. Let's talk about why. These are the reasons he shouldn't. This is what makes him so tricky when we talk about LeBron, Kobe, and Jordan all in one mix. These conversations shouldn't come up when you're this great. You understand what greatness means? When you line all the greats up, Kobe is the only great that you have these issues with. Every great has flaws, but on the court, you don't have this many flaws.
Lots.
And be considered the best in the world over the other greats that has accomplished these things. So when you look at things like game, I don't know if it's game three against let's go back to Denver. When they played against Denver and Denver had the series, was it 0-2 at one point?
When
they went back,
uh-huh.
They had I think they was up 0-2. But the Trevor Ariza steal,
okay,
or his defense in that series was the hump that got them over to win the championship. Had they not had that D in that series, they don't move. Going to the Magic series when Dwight Howard was over there and Derek Fisher comes down and hit the three to tie it to go into overtime. We could put it on Dwight Howard not hitting one free throw to put the game out of reach. But let's go to Derek Fisher hitting the shot to give credit to why the Lakers won the championship that year. You could go to Shaq being a dominant guaranteed foul or two at the line.
At any moment.
At any moment. Averaging 50 on why they got the three rings. My whole point in this is that you can't say that about all the greats when you talk about them. So to bring up these points, have to have some credit or reasonable doubt that it's tricky. I'm not saying that his game is tricky. Things about him, the things on how he carried himself, taking a pay cut was tricky. For somebody to average that much money that will never be able to spend that much money while living and not take money off your body, you wouldn't have had the Achilles issue had you took a pay cut and took money off. Your Achilles would be here. And you would have had 2 years that people claiming you played 20 years when really you played 17 and some change.
Yeah, because that shit was an asterisk. Them last
all
two.
Let's talk about the tricky greatness I be talking about. Giving somebody 60 when they can't average 35 on their last game is tricky. But you want to say that's greatness.
That's not
greatness when you pass the ball to him and that's the game plan on your last game out. You're supposed to
earn that. Go out there and fight for that.
Show me somebody in the past that averaged more points than they ever usually would score when they averaging less than what they ever scored while they're playing. All this shit is tricky. Listen to why I put the word tricky in here. I'm not biased. I have nothing against him. Let's go back. Everything is factual. We could look it up. And another tricky thing about him, his defense. He got defense voted how many times? I can't even count. But if I go look up the proof, he has on all his tapes, if he has, for example, 14 minutes on a defensive reel, 8 minutes of it is offense. He'll get the steal and it will show him go the other way and shoot and score. If you add up the minutes taken from him driving and going down and making a move and shooting, then going to each next play, you only really have, say he got 30 steals. You only really have 15 steals. It just looked like 30 when you watching it. It's an illusion. That's tricky.
This is Illuminati.
Go look back and edit his steals. He have about 5 steals, but the 14 minutes make it look like it's about 8-9 steals. I'm just saying, it's tricky. Please go pull up all the defense that he played.
Did you ever see people giving him buckets, though?
Yes.
You know who used to, You know who used to give him buckets, and it's sad that his career was so short?
Help me T-Mac. Blow him. No, see, look, T-Mac is credible because he's a bucket giver.
Yes.
So we can't really not call.
But I used to just enjoy it.
Oh, I loved it. I used to bet that he would kill him.
Yes.
I made a lot of money on those matchups. I know matchups when I see them. Now, looking at Kobe trickiness. Listen, we was just talking about, what was we just talking about? What that was tricky
his
about
defense.
Him? There we go. He got killed by a white boy. I'm not racist. I throw that in there because Kobe's the coldest player in the game. But let's get on the fact that he played for the Bobcats. He wore a sleeve. White boy who could shoot.
Bobby Sura?
No.
No white chocolate?
I'm going to know his name. No, I'm going to know his name when you say it. I'm having a roadblock, but it's going to come because I used to say it so much because I used him. He could shoot.
But he killed
Kobe. And I think every time he matched up against Kobe, I think he had an interview where he even spoke after the game and they just said he had a good game, whatnot. But Kobe was guarding him and he gave Kobe. My whole point
he
is
cooked him.
He cooked. He gave him, I think, 20. It was 20 something. But look who gave it to him. You got to understand why.
He can't take no nights off?
For somebody giving the listen, it's not about taking the nights off.
Because when you say somebody cooked him, like, I get it one time, though, but if you got to say, like,
it's who cooked you.
But did he cook him multiple times or was it just that one?
It's a couple times on a matchup that he got the best of him. But my point is, when you're the best at defense at the time they vote you in, you first team all defense, and you play, and I see you get a block in the clutch against Tyreek, and you like, I got D, and you go around the next game and you play the Bobcats, and this white boy gets you hit for 20, and he don't average 20. He's not a killer. You're looking at the points in this that add up to why.
But what if Kobe said he just took the night off because he thought that nigga wasn't a killer?
I'm looking at a few nights. But I could go find a few players that show.
I'm just fucking with you. I feel you.
It's just, my whole thing is, it's so much trickiness within his accomplishments that say he didn't really earn all his votes. A lot of his votes come from the time and era of, it's a face, like you said, it's a business. So if you're the face of the league, you're going to make him look a certain way because that goes into sales, jerseys, shoes.
Yes, marketing. That's his business. Okay. So let me ask you this. You are a GM of a team. You don't have any players. You're a new team, right? You get to draft LeBron, Kobe or Jordan first. You don't have any other players on your team. You don't know who your two guard is, who your big man is, none of that. This is just the first pick. Who are you getting?
In the whole entirely. What year is this?
Today.
Today.
No, let's not say today. I want those three, just those three in their prime.
Out of who?
LeBron, Kobe, and Jordan in their prime.
There would never be a question. Jordan would always go first, and that's because I look at the flaws. And my flaws would be the basics of offensive, defensive, and sharing the ball. That eliminates Kobe, which puts him third.
Okay.
Because I grew up under Magic and watching the ball move and making players like Kurt Rambis.
That's when I was a Laker fan.
Coop. Not saying that they weak.
Worthy. Scott.
Like, all along this line, he made these players into people they weren't. And it was just because he shared the ball. Now, Kobe had the ability to do it. I seen games where he seen a floor, and it would be shocking. People like, damn, he getting it off. He could have did that so much more, which would have made the game so exciting.
But he was chasing Jordan.
He chased his own dreams, which make it so selfish. But at the same time, his legacy got hurt. He could have had more rings and a larger dynasty. Mm-hmm. That three-peat with Shaq could have been mended.
Something. That could have been what Jordan did.
That could have been way bigger.
Yeah.
Looking at it, it could have been way bigger. He had better pieces than Jordan.
He has Shaq.
With the Jordan effect that he was providing.
Yeah.
So I give credit when credit due, but to show the trickiness in him, you see where he made bad decisions, lost players. You had people like Glenn Rice come over who was leading the league dominantly at shooting. And when he come to the Lakers, what happens?
Kobe,
we're not going to blame it. We're going to blame it on something else because we want Kobe to be the man. That's the year and that's the time frame. I get it, but I'm not going to live it because I'm in it. I just watch it.
Okay.
That's all.
Well, this was an interesting conversation. I feel like we could just talk for hours.
Yes, we can. We so can. Because each statement leads into somebody else
thing.
We could use, and they have something to add in that.
You might want to get your own podcast. You seem like you got a lot of shit to say, and it's very entertaining.
I thought about it, and I came on now just to get a feel to see if I was interested. I'm interested. It's just having the tools and getting it together and all that stuff. Other than that, I'd be loving to do this thing.
Well, I enjoyed having you on. I hope I wasn't too hard on you.
No, I loved it. I just love expressing and talking the truth.
I appreciate that you allow me to have my opinion and you didn't get rattled about it.
Not
just
at
because
all.
It was different than yours.
Because I feel everybody's opinion is different and it should be. It's your own.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change what is, regardless if you're right or wrong. It don't change what is.
Yeah, so I definitely want to have you on again. You know what I'm saying? I hope next time you don't stand me up.
We might become Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, my God.
Just
Which
start
one
attacking.
Are you?
I'm going to be Butthead.
Thank you. You
I would
be
love
Butthead.
The Butthead part of it because
yeah,
I'm
the
one
Butthead.
To tell you the truth. Man, the Butthead is the part that tells the truth.
Okay.
When he show his ass, that's the truth because he's showing his ass.
Well, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
This was really good. I hope my listeners, I hope you guys appreciate having him on too. And just make sure you let us know what you think about it. And
be honest. Be honest.
Be honest. And we gonna get out of here, man. I'm ready to fucking go roll up. You trying to roll up?
Hey, great idea.
You trying to roll up?
What you think, Cali?
Let's fucking go, my nigga.
I mean, I'm out.
Yeah, peace.
I'm out. I'm out. Low enlighten me. Tell me something that was never told. From the beginning to where we at, we just beginning. Infinite, most definitely forever winning. Remember from where it started to where it's at, to where it's going. Forward, never back. Yeah, from where it started to where it's at, to where it's going. Forward, never back. Yeah, from where it started to where it's at, to where it's going.